Kof Zion Elul, Friday the 11th of September, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone. Atem Nitzorim Hayom, Rosh Hashanah. Today's Shurim have been dedicated, Lili Nishmos, to Mesa Mitzvah from Eretz Yisrael, Louise Bas Jakes, and Gertie Bas Rav Shloima HaKohen.
He talks like fire.
Good morning. Let's start with the Rashi in this week's Parsha and try and explain the Rashi. As we know, at the beginning of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu takes Klal Yisrael through a bris. Atem etzov mayom kolchem, lefnei Hashem elokeichem. Sheichem, Shevteichem, Zekneichem, Veshevtreichem, Kodesh Yisrael. The Avrecha bebris Hashem Elokecha uva Olasei. It takes Klal Yisrael through a bris. What was this bris? The Ramban says the bris was, even though they had a bris already at Matan Torah, to keep the Torah, they needed a further bris. The Recham HaKadosh says it's for Arvus. Each one is a Orev Zeh El Azeh. You're responsible for each other. It's not a let and live and let live society. Amongst Klal Yisrael, one is responsible for each other's Torah and mitzvahs as well. The Ramban says the bris is to be mekabel the olis, to be mekabel the consequences of not keeping the Torah. Al Kaponim was a further bris, further than Har Sinai. That's a poshta pshat and atim etzov mayim kulchem le'ovrcha bebris Hashem elekecha. But Rashi brings another pshat. Rashi says atim etzov mayim kulchem, the second pshat in Pasuk Yud Beis. Says Rashi, Loma nismacha pashas atim etzov min eklolis. Why is Pashas Atim Nitzavim somach adjacent to the Klalis and Asmi's Pasha? The Fisha Shomi Yisrael Meir Klalis Chosestein. Klal Yisrael heard 98 Klalis. Rashi's Loshen is 100 minus 2. Chutz aside from Mimem Tes Shebateris Koinim. Aside for the 49 Klalis mentioned in Pashas Bechukosai. A sum total of 147 Klalis. Mishkan Poshto Zachem. Hayriku Paneim. So their faces went green. Va'omru. It's impossible. Who can be able to withstand such kalolas, 147 kalolas, for not keeping the Torah and mitzvahs? Hischil Moshe lefaisam. So Moshe Rabbeinu started appeasing them and being refaced them. Atem netzovim hayoim. And he said, after they were worried about the kalolas, he said, Atem netzovim hayoim. You're standing today. What's standing today? Har behechastem lemokim. You've angered the Rabbeinu Shalom much in the past. Veloi osa eschem klio. And he never destroyed you. You are still standing. You're hearing the klolas and you're still standing. Hayoim. What's the word hayoim? Says Rashi according to this pshat. Kayoim hazeh shu kaim. Like the day stands. Vuma felim. It got dark last night. Vume. It got light again. Kach hei lochem. The Rebbeinu Shem light lit up for you. Kach osid lohoi lochem. What about the klolas and the yisurim? They keep you going, they stand you up in the fun of. So Rashi Bekitz, the whole thing is Piyusim. Click the Kliyoka, Amar Chayim asked as well, the Kliyoka puts it down more stronger. What's going on there? He says, the Rebbeinu Shem tells the Klal Yisrael, and warns Klal Yisrael, if they don't keep the Torah and mitzvahs, there's going to be a Teichacha. There's going to be terrible Kalalas. And then the Klal Yisrael start getting worried, which the Chayim, that's the Teyelis, the Chayim, you tell people, Rebbeinu Shem says, Klal Yisrael, the Teichacha, the idea is, to get Klal Yisrael a little scared, to warn them they better do the Torah and mitzvahs, otherwise there's going to be a consequence. And when they start getting worried, they go to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, you've angered the Rebbeinu Shalom much in the past, you're still okay, kind of it's like the day, the dark, it gets light, the Chayyar is up there, it's light, his kashi, he brings down the Kliyoka, he says it's like writing somebody a shtar that owes you money, and they give him a receipt straight away, shtar v'shoyvei b'tzidai. You're saying, Klal Yisrael, you owe the Rebbeinu Shalom. If you don't keep the Torah mitzvahs, you should know you're a Baal Chayv. All these klolas in Yisurim will come to you. And then you say, here's the receipt. Okay, you paid up. What's Titzach do? What's going on here? What's the Piyusin Bechal? If it is Piyusin, then why are the klolas Bechal at the beginning? As I fret the Kliyok. The Kliyok says, Mahalach, I'm not going to the Kliyok as Mahalach now. He changes the Poshto Pshat to the Posik Hashtekel. This is a different Pshat. But I saw Pshat in the Sefer Maskele David. Maskele David Pshat Zazoy. A poshta Pshat of the Emes Pshat. Pshat Zazoy. Klal Yisrael heard the klolas and the Yisurim of the Rebbeinu Shloim. As Chas Hashanam, Klal Yisrael started thinking to themselves, Ashtekel, Chasam the Avonishtem Vakil Nakomis. He's Avonishtem's scoring even with Kali Sol. You do something bad to the Avonishtem, he's going to get you back as a Kedavaya. I think Chasam, you can have that notion that also the Pshat in Kolonis and Yisurim. So they got scared. Panem Arikos. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you've got the wrong idea. You've got the wrong idea of Kolonis, punishment and Oynish and Kolonis and Yisurim. The Tachis is not because the Avonishtem is angry with you. And he wants to score even with you. It's tit for tat. He'll pay you back. You did bad to him. He'll do bad to you. Chas v'sholom, the snitch, the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Rebbeinu Shleilim is a toivu meitiv. The tachlis of Yisurin and Klolis are not as a punishment, as a punishment mitzad punishment. It's a mitzad the tikkun. It's baka. It's the misakin Klal Yisrael. It's a medicine for Klal Yisrael. Just like a father who's a rachman, his son has a thorn, as they say, a medrash that's caught in his hand. So the father has to go and take out the thorn. The father's take out the thorn, it's very painful for the child. Of Akavonim, it's not as a punishment for the child because he got the thorn caught in his hand. The reason why he takes out the thorn is vaket, to be masakin the child. It shouldn't get worse, it shouldn't cause any more problems. So the Loshen Rashi is Meridik. The Loshen Rashi is, Har behechastim lemokim. You've angered the Abonishim many times in the past, velo osa eschem kliya. He never destroyed you. And I was like, why did he punish you in the past? And it's not just a joke. He had to punish you, he had to be masakin you. If the Rebbeinu was taka out to get you, if he was out, Chas v'Shalom, to score, and even score with you, he would have destroyed you completely. There's no stopping the Rebbeinu Shalom. Says, you've angered the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm going to bring you a proof. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not out to punish you, it's a punishment. But also Eschem Kelia, he never destroyed you completely. You're still standing in front of him. And the Loshen Rashi further as well, the Loshen Rashi says, V'akloleis v'yesurim, Mekayim in Eschem u'metziven Eschem. The Klolas and the Yisurim, they're Mekayim you, and they're Matziven you. What's the two Lashonis? Mekayim in u'metziven. What's Mekayim and what's Matziven? Says the Maskil Adovid, there's 2 points. A clever person, when he hears the Klolas, that alone is enough. He just hears the Klolas. It really puts him back onto the path. It keeps him on the right path. But a Klolas or Matziven, Mekayimin, sorry, the Klolas keep you going. And if you Chas v'Shalom, listen to the Klolas and don't do anything about it, and you fall tak afterwards, then you need Yisurim to be Matziven to stand you up again. Matziven is after you fell, it's standing. 2 points, there's Klolas which keep you straight standing, and there's Yisurim, which Chas v'Shalom, even if you fell, is then the Yisurim will bring you back again. The whole idea of the Klolas and the Yisurim are to keep you going, and if Chas v'Shalom you fall, to bring you back up again. But there's no Kaloya. There's no Chas v'Shalom in the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Kel in the Komas. He wants, okay, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants the Toiv of Klal Yisrael. He's a mate of Klal Yisrael. All the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to see is the good side of Klal Yisrael. And the Tachas of a clever person, the minute he hears the Klolas, as we said last week, the Tich Lashon of Akil Leiser, the minute he hears the Klolas, it's ready, it's enough for him. And he keeps himself Elech and straight, and he does Tshuva straight away. If a person Chas v'Shalom doesn't listen to the Klolas, then he needs to be Metziven. But even then, even if a person gets the Yisurim, it's not Chas v'Shalom as a punishment, as to put him down, it's Vakeh, it's Metziven, it's to bring him up again, it's to bring him back to the way of Avodas Hashem, to keep them in. And Emes HaLoish Din Posek, in Posek states, the Tachlis says, L'man Hokim Oisra Hayoim Lo La'om, V'hu Yi Elachol Elikim. The whole Tachlis says, the Rebbeinu Shem made a Shvur to the Ovis, he made a promise with our Ovis, that he's never going to leave Klal Yisrael alone. He's never going to leave Klal Yisrael alone, but Klal Yisrael may leave him. And if Klal Yisrael leave him, and what can he do about it? He's always got to make sure that Klal Yisrael stay his folk, his nation. And if you make sure Klal Yisrael stays his nation, the way he does it is by Klolas and Yisurim. As I state in Maskil Adovit, Shatei Rashi. In Zohar HaKadosh state, Atim Yitzovim HaYoim, famous Zohar HaKadosh, Zuyoim Adi Rosh Hashanah. And obviously this parasha is connected with the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which is coming next week. Atim Yitzovim HaYoim, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Veknechem, Shetreichem, Koil Esh Yisrael, every Rosh Hashanah, we renew our bris with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The next year is going to be a year of Malchus, a year when we mamlech the Rebbeinu Shleilam again. Each year, Klal Yisrael stand Rosh Hashanah, and we proclaim the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a melech. And we're going to treat the Rebbeinu Shleilam like a melech. It's not just shouting, long live the king with a horn, and we coronate the king, and then we go back home and go to our breakfast or our supper. But okay, the melech is pshat is, we makabel the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we act as if the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a melech. We listen to his gezeiras, we makabel his malchus aleinu. You do it. Before Stanton used to say, a person can say Kirishma, he can say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he can shout Echad, and in the Ches, he can have Kavona, he's Mamlech Le'Yabonish Toilam, in the seven heavens and the one earth, as if he's stated in Halacha, and the Ches is eight, the seven heavens and the one earth, and the Dalet, the four corners of the earth, but then he forgets he's Mamlech Le'Yabonish Toilam himself as well. He's Mamlech Le'Yabonish Toilam here and there and everywhere, up, down, here, left, right, all around and everywhere. Abi forgets the Le'Yabonish Toilam. The main meluch of the Rebbeinu Shlom is a person, Mamlech the Rebbeinu Shlom himself. is Rosh Hashanah when we are mamlech the Rebbein Yisraelim, we are mamlech the Rebbein Yisraelim on ourselves as well. Is that the atom that tzom ha'yoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem elekechem? Now how is one mamlech the Rebbein Yisraelim? What does it mean to be mamlech the Rebbein Yisraelim on himself? Remember, in Yotzris, if you look in the Yotzris and Musaf, the long Yotzris that we don't, most places don't say, but a Beleza Akali writes in the Yotzris on Malchus, he says, An Sicha Malki, I'm going to anoint my king. How? He says, how do you anoint the king? Besalchi. Besalchi means when I go in his ways. That's saying a person follows the laws of the Rebbein Yisraelim, follows the Torah mitzvahs, that alone is an anointment of the king. Pshat is in that way, he's proclaiming the king. Now, the person makabal on himself, pushed up pshat. To makayim the Torah mitzvahs, again, and to machazik himself the Torah mitzvahs, is memeile bahamlichi, that alone causes the Rebbein Yisraelim to be melech. He goes further, but it's not their pshat. That's one posh to pshat in Malchus. Oh, there's another pshat in Malchus, which follows the theme which we said before. Everyone asks this kasha, it's a famous contradiction, a famous paradox, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Mitzadechel, you see Rosh Hashanah is a yoyim pachat, a day of fear. Okay, you see, the halach is brought down, we don't do this because of pachat adin, because of aimbas adin, we don't say halal, because yoyim shesifre chayim, sifre mesim, unochim lefanecho, va'atzim oyim remshiri, the sifre chayim, sifre mesim, the goyim judges the world, it's a yoyim pachat. Various other things we find Rosh Hashanah, Maril is brought down, he never ate fish in Rosh Hashanah, because fish he liked very much. He wouldn't want to overindulge himself in Rosh Hashanah to remember it's the Yom Pachat. The Me'iri brings down even the Simonim we have in our meal, which is for Simon Toiv, for a good year. The Me'iri says, what's the Tachlis? The Me'iri says, the Poshto Pshat. He says, when goes home and has a Yom Tov meal, is one can forget himself, become a bit frivolous and forget the awe of the day, the Yomim Neiroim of the day. As though in the middle of the meal, in the Suda, you also have Simonim. He reminds himself, today is a Yom Adin, today is a Yom Pachat, today one's got to be careful, today is the beginning of the year. So that's Mitzadechad, you see, in various aspects in Halacha, it's a Yom Pachat, a Meridika Yom Pachat. Mitzadcheni, there's a famous Torah, the Torah says, brings a Medrash, where the Medrash says, it brings a Posseg in Parshas Vaschanan, Mika Hashem Elikeinu, the Loshna Posseg, Mika Hashem Elikeinu, the Loshna Posseg says, as, Mi Goy Godel, Ashalei Elikim Karev Meilov, who's a great nation, who knows the Rebbein Yisraelim is close to him. So the Medrash says, look at this nation. This nation is a Meridika nation. A nation that knows the Ufya Shel Elikov. A nation who knows the Minhogim of the Rebbein Yisraelim. Because Derech HaOidim, the Medrash says, a person has a court case where it affects his life. So Leiv HaShchoyrim, Mes'at HaShchoyrim, he puts on black clothes, he's Mes'at black clothes, and he forgets to cut his hair, and he forgets to cut his nails, and he sits there in a pachat for the court case. And Klal Yisrael, as we know, it comes Rosh Hashanah, he says, the Leibish Levonim, and the Mistaprin, they shave themselves, they cut their hairs, they cut their nails, that's the Lashon HaMedrash. V'oichlim, v'shoysim, v'smeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. They eat and they drink, and they're happy in Rosh Hashanah. Lefi, sheyoidim sh'akadosh Baruch Hu yasa lehem nes. They know, they're betuchim, Lashon HaMedrash is. They're confident, the Rebbein Yishtoim will cause them a nes. So steer him in here, here you see pachad adin, and here you see oichlim m'sheisim m'smeichim, and you're batuach, you're confident, sheyasa lehem nes. This kasha b'emes, there's a story behind the kasha. The Biskirov, Kiyodua, the Biskirov was a greiser tzadik, greiser Yirei Shemaim, a greiser tzadik, not sure he said the tzidkas of the Biskirov, and he was sitting erev Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, in his home, and he was sitting with a state of mamash pachad. Biskirov in a state of, was generally in a state of pachad, and he came erev Rosh Hashanah, he was white, mamash, in a state of pachad. And in Biskirov had a Talmud, a well-known Talmud, Rav Shach. It's a tzal. Rav Shach came into Biskirov in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he saw the Rebbe's oismensch. Rav Shach was a young man, this was. He saw the Rebbe was almost oismensch. He couldn't talk to him. The greater a person in Klal Yisrael is, the more they have a pachad of din. Sometimes we didn't have this pachad of din, like the greater gedolim. But you see, greater Rebbe's and greater tzaddikim, they came to Rosh Hashanah by night. Who had the greater pachad of din. And he came and he saw the Biskirov, Mamash from the Grace of Pachat. And he said to Biskirov, he tried to calm the Biskirov down. And he said to him, no, it's straight to Chin Halacha. But to him, Sheyasa lehem nes, you can go into Rosh Hashanah happy, Oichlim, Mesheis, Mesmeichim. Biskirov said, you're making a big mistake. He said, you're right, it's straight to Halacha. 100%. Oichlim, Mesheis, Mesmeichim. But he says in Halacha, but to him, he said, he brought down a Loshna of the Yotzris. He said, in Yotzris state, Amorid HaKaloshin. In Yotzris it says, Evrach mimcha, so Loshna Reb Shlomo Evan Gabirel in the Yotzis. I'm going to run away. I'm running away from you, the Rebbein Yishtoylam. Eilecha, to you. And the Skrov said, if you're running away from somebody, You can't be running to somebody. You're either running away, or you're running to. What's this lashon evrach mimcha? You say to the Rebbein Shalom, I'm running away from you. Eilecha, and I'm running to you. How can you run away and run to? Well, what's the pshat in them? But the Biskrov goes up azay. He said, that's pshat, a normal person says azay. A normal person, you're running away from him, you're running away from him. You're running to him, you're running to him. But the Rebbein Shalom is no running away. Yonanovi tried to run away from the Rebbein Shalom, Mishtazazach. In Tehillim Shteytam, the Melech says, he has grace of bushes of the Rebbein Shalom. In Tehillim Kuflam Ates, he says, Esak Shamayim Shamata. If I run to the heavens, you're going to be there. Eshkeno ba'achetz yom, gam shom yod chosan cheini. David HaMelech says, wherever you go, the Rebbein Hashem is there. So when a person reaches the Madrega, where he feels, he's got pushes from the Rebbein Hashem, the way he's acted, the way he's, the way he should act. Everyone, konechet chfi dargose. When a person thinks of Hirurei Tshuva, when a person comes to this time of the year, generally starts thinking of Hirurei Tshuva, it can be better. And he gets embarrassed in front of the Rebbein Hashem. So he feels embarrassed to face the Rebbein Hashem. He feels he wants to run away from the Rebbein Hashem. But you can't run away from the Rebbein Hashem. There's nowhere to run. So what do? You run to the Rebbein Shteyla. That's the Evrach Mimcha Eilecha. So the Biskrov brought that true. He said, Avada, once a person feels, reaches a situation where he feels embarrassed and he wants to run away to the Rebbein Shteyla, then Faket, he has to run to the Rebbein Shteyla. When he's in the process of running to the Rebbein Shteyla, then he can be Betuchim Sheyasa Lehem Nes. Then he can have the Betuchim. If he's not running Bechlal, then where's he Betuchim? He's not running away from anything. He's not Betuchim. He hasn't even started the process. I was once medak the Russian tour, it's in Santa Zach. The tour says it comes Erev Rosh Hashanah. You're batuach sheyasa lehem nes. You become confident. You can't even be confident that the nes is going to happen. Now ask anyone here in the room. If anyone knows, I'll ask if you're going to leave the room in Mitzvah Shemin to a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, or 10 minutes, whenever you're going to leave the room. Do you need the nes to get out of the room? How are you going to leave the room? I'm confident that Rebbein Shem will help me. There's going to be a nes. We're going to get out this this building. There's no nes to get out of the building. You don't need to be batuach sheyasa lehem nes. But if you're standing in the Twin Towers on the same day, today, many years ago, and you have to be the tuach, you have to be confident, you're leaving the building, you have to be habitochen sheyasa lehem nes. You have to have the betochen that nes is going to happen. Only in a very dire situation, when you know you're trapped, then you can be boiteach sheyasa lehem nes. Oh, it's not a nes, you're not betochen mishar, you're normal. The Torah says in Erev Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael batuach sheyasa lehem nes. In other words, they've realized, they're already in a situation where they realize they have to run somewhere. They have the pachad. When you've got the pachad, then you can start being batuach sheyasa lehem nes. Now, both are true. But some to ignore the whole pachad. So comes Rosh Hashanah, okay, say it. Batuach sheyasa lehem nes. I had a friend who went and said, Yeshiva Netzrol. I don't say the name. I'll be said, Doisach in Yeshiva to Alamina Bochem. I say, Zacha. Yeah, these Bochem Zetachis weren't the best of the Bochem. They used to sit at the back of Rosh Hashanah, a certain bench, without davening. And he used to schmooze around there. He said, they used to call the bench the Betuchim bench. He said, I mean, it's not the Betuchim bench. They're not the Betuchim Sheyas Lehem Nes. They start ignoring the whole situation. They're not entering the Rosh Hashanah, spirit of Rosh Hashanah at all. They're not getting themselves a job which they need to in order the Betuchim Sheyas Lehem Nes. You've got to start first with the Shtekel HaPachad. And once you've got the Shtekel HaPachad about it, you can't stay in the Seyed HaPachad. Chas Hashanah, that's not what the Bernisha wants. The Bernisha wants you afterwards to go along and run to him. Yeah, as the Raman brings down, you may Momes Eilav. These are days when a person has to run to the Bernisha. And run to him means, then after you start running towards the Bernisha, you think about yourself and you do a bit of a. You think about being a Haltenveld, and then you can go along and be Betuchim Sheyasa Lehem Nes. That's the Biskrov's teretz to the paradox of Rosh Hashanah. And that's the whole idea which we said before as well, the same concept in the Torah. The Rebbein Hashem Chas V'Shalom doesn't want a person to go along and be in a state of pachad and be scared of him and then run away. That's nish the tachlis. The tachlis faket with the klolas and the yisum, just the klolas when you hear Rosh Hashanah, you hear Yom Adin, you hear Shtekel HaPachad, glide straight away, your money say love, you run to him, and then you can take have the betuchim, sheyasa lehem nes. They came to Meshavin, hiriku penein. There's no point of a riku penein, faket, there's no pachat, there's a riku penein. A person got to reach a stage where he realizes the whole tachas of the Rosh Hashanah is to be Mekayim Eschem. The Chinuch says, Amorid HaKazach. The Chinuch says, there wouldn't be for Yom Kippur once a year, a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur once a year. Amorid HaKotayba says the Chinuch. A person would go through his life without ever stopping to think, without ever stopping to improve himself. It's Chas V'Shalom, a person to come to the end of his life, he said, a massive heap of avirus. And it can't leave the world with a massive, wouldn't know what to do with it anymore. He's a Mava, every single year, a person stops himself, and he starts thinking a bit what's going on. The Rosh Hashanah calls him to think a bit. The Rosh Hashanah calls him to think a bit. He does tshuva, and faket. It's Mekayim in Eschem. It's Mekayim him, in order to keep on the same, without Chas V'Shalom falling further, without Chas V'Shalom falling further, and Mitzvah getting better even more. It also doesn't answer Tachnis. Gemara in Yuma says, that has a kasha. The Gemara says the Rebbein Shem gave the mon to Klal Yisrael every single day. So in the Gemara, why did the Rebbein Shem give the mon every day? Then the Rebbein Shem give the mon once a year. and finished. The Mishnah is Kama Tzurutzim, the Gemara says. One teretz the Gemara says is, if it's too much to carry in the midbar, to carry all that money around, it's a gefela. Another teretz the Gemara says, Kadesh Mechavnin Libim Lavim Sheba Shamar. The idea of the one is to be Mechavnin Libim Lavim Sheba Shamar. Why? If somebody has four or five children, and he gets the mon one day, and then it disappears. And who's he's going to get mon tomorrow? Kulam Mason Barov. So therefore, he has to daven him, he has to be careful, he has to act properly, he has to stay connected with the Rebbeinu Shteylem. If he stays connected with the Rebbeinu Shteylem, then he can be Boteach, and he's going to have them on again. And the Torah does this every single year, the Rebbeinu Shteylem does this every single Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shteylem tells us, last year's finished, we start a new Cheshbon now. Start a new Cheshbon, who says the person gets a bit of a jolt, the person gets a bit of a pachat. When he gets this pachat, that's Mechavan Libom, La'avim Shabashamayim. That's Mechavan his heart to La'avim Shabashamayim. At Hashem on the Posseg, state, Tiku b'chay de Shofa, b'kesel yom chageinu, ki chayk li yisor lo mishpat l'kei Yaakov. In the Gemara in Beitza says, what's ki chayk li yisor lo mishpat l'kei Yaakov? Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, mezoi noisiv shel odom, k'tsuvi noi, mi Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. All the mezoinus of a person, the panosa, is fixed from Rosh Hashanah till Rosh Hashanah. All the mezoinus of a person. Shenema, ki chayk li yisrael hu mishpat l'kei Yaakov. Chutz mishabosim yom tov, the Gemara says that if you spend money on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Talmud Torah, it's sauce, but on Talmud Torah, that's a side cheshbon. But all the other panosa, when Shem fixes Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, next Rosh Hashanah is a new cheshbon again. One can daven, one can tzuev, if we didn't have panosa, can have more panosa, if we did have panosa, can lose panosa, chas v'shalom. But on Kabbalah, it's a cheshbon from year to year, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Ki chayk li yisrael hu. So how's it begin? Why is chayk a panosa? The Gemara says, it's hatrifeini lechem chuki. The Rosh Hashanah means panosa, as if we find hatrifeini lechem chuki. Now the Gemara in Beitza daf tezayin. What's the beginning of the pasuk? Tikka b'chay de shef b'kesed im chageinu. Ki chayk li yisrael hu. If you learn the drasha panosa, how does it go together? If it's kichayk, the shayfa is a chayk. Hashtayach, tikka b'chay de shef kichayk li yisrael. If kichayk is what means the Rosh Hashanah is panosa, what's the tikka b'chay de shef b'kesed im chageinu? But with this part we can understand a little bit. The Rebbeinu Shem renews all our Gashmi's Rosh Hashanah because he wants to keep up the connection with us. He wants us to keep up the connection with him. Tiku b'chay de shayfa. Blow with a shayfa and do tshuva with a shayfa. The shayfa, as the Rambam says, is meramez, the uri yesheinim mishinaschem, to wake up a bit. Ki chayk li yisrael hu. I'm telling you why. Because you're going to get, this year's panos is finished. Next year's panos is an ayah cheshbon. Like the mon. If you remember, next year's panos is an ayah cheshbon. And tiku b'chay de shayfa. Ki chayk li yisrael hu. Because next year is a new cheshbon panos. And who says you're going to get the same cheshbon panos this year? Who says she yesh and ish? It's a ganz an ayah cheshbon. But you better be careful. Tiku b'chay de shayfa. Be to care with a shayfa. Uri yesheinim mishinaschem. Keep the connection. And if I care, the Rebbeinu Shem made it to Klal Yisrael. In this week's parasha, further, there's in Santa, there's three times the Torah mentions, it's very apt before Rosh Hashanah, there's three times the Torah mentions tshuva. The Torah mentions the shavta, the shav, umol, if you look in the Pesukim after Revi. It says, ki yavoyerach galadvara mer abrocha v'aklala, the shavta ad Hashem alekecha. I mean, eventually you come to Chutzaras and Golas, you'll return to Rebbeinu Shem, shamata b'kailai. Pasuk Gimel it says, if you look in the Pesukim there, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha V'richamecha, you'll return, V'shav V'kibetzcha. Then it says again, U'mol Hashem Elokecha Zlevavcha. Three times is the Lashon of your return. What's these three Lashonis of Tshuva? So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, in Tzant, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, there's three things a person has to do Tshuva on. The first thing he says is, on Esek HaTorah, to learn Torah. V'shav Tad Hashem Elokecha, he says, it refers to Torah. Then he says the next tshuva. He says, the first tshuva is pakeh. V'hashivaisa el levavecha v'chol agoyim. Is that's Torah. The second one, v'shavta Hashem lekecha v'shamata b'kailai, is mitzvah sasei. Then he says, mol Hashem lekecha slavavcha is for mitzvah loy sasei. Because you have to tshuva on Torah, on asei, and on loy sasei. And that's what we got to do before Hashanah. We got to tshuva, and if we got to first do on the Torah, then asei, then on loy sasei. What's the pshat in there? He's mazbech tekova. In your Esek HaTorah is the first thing a person has to be masakan. He has to learn Torah. Then I say, then loisa. What's the pshat taka? He has to. Tima Shepherashti, he says, Yish gimul devorim kololius. Echo the Esek HaTorah. Shnius fakesh shmir mi loisa se comes first. And shnishis kiyo mitzvah se. So those are the three things. Shavta Hashem, he says, is Torah. Shemata b'koyle, that's Torah. The second one, he says, is the mitzvah loisa se. And then comes the mitzvah se. What's Pshat Torah is unique. Torah is separate. Before mitzvahs leis, Torah is also mitzvahs asei. to learn Torah. Why is Torah a separate thing? You want to first chew on Torah, and then Aloysa, then I say, what's up, Shatan then? I want to share with you a vort I saw in Parshas Kisetze. It's a vort that's made in the Gate also, in Yonah Yoyim, obviously. I saw a vort from Biryashvi, he brings it down there. Well, I'm not going to get the whole vort that he brings it in. I'm going to start the main vort. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, as a person sees, and he has Yisurim Chas V'Shalom, is Yibashpash B'Maisav. He's just going to look at Fashpash B'Maisav. He should look into his deeds, delve into himself, as we do it, just a self-introspection, look at the way he's going wrong. So the Gemara, Pishpash V'Loi Motza, the person looks into his Maasim, and he doesn't find anything. He finds nothing. So the Gemara, Yislev B'Bitl Torah. He should say, you know where it comes from? Okay, no, Al-Averis. It must be B'Bitl Torah. The B'Bitl Torah is a Chomad de Kazakh. And even if you know Al-Averis, it's Yislev B'Bitl Torah. It's Alafreg in the Kasha. Rashi says, what's going on there? He looks in his Maasim, and he sees no Al-Averis. He says, no, but nothing wrong. Everything's fine. Everything's 100% fine. He never gets angry, never gets bakas. His middas are perfect. His business dealings are mamash with integrity, mamash yosha. The only thing he's got is mevatel Torah, let nishkan Torah. First of all, there's no such person that came out that went through. Person that got everything right, and let nishkan Torah. Nobody goes hand in hand. Everything 100% perfect. And Vata, he said, Pishpish from Asa means he's looked into all his actions. So obviously, how's he got Bittel Torah then? Bittel Torah is like an Aveira. What do you mean? Pishpish v'lei motza, yisle b'Bittel Torah. So Rashi says, Pshat says, Pishpish v'lei motza, Rashi's up a posh of Pshat. He didn't find these great Aveiras, which his Yisurim look much greater. He found a few Aveiras, perhaps. He didn't see any big, great sheikhs that he's having such Yisurim. And the Gemara says, you should know Bittel Torah is very great. Bittel Torah, you can get big Yisurim for Bittel Torah. That's what Rashi. But Rashi went to a famous verse, it was Emes Avot. But he said, Pshat Azoy, he says, Pishpish v'lei motza. The person looks into his actions and finds nothing wrong with himself. How can it be? You found nothing wrong with yourself? Yisle zelavisn b'bitl Torah, lent nishkan Torah. If you'd learn Torah, you'd already find something wrong. Moshe Nefes Ketrofen. He says, Torah is like a light. He said, a person's going to a room and he starts looking for something. And he's looking all over the room and the light's off. And he sits there for half an hour, 3/4 hour in the dark. And he's groping around the room. He doesn't find it. So he comes out, he tells his wife, I was looking for the keys, I can't find them. His wife said, "You should have said this. You understand? Nah. Turn on the light. You might find the keys. If you take the light off and you grope around the room, you can say for hours you won't find anything." He said, "Torah. If a person learns Torah, that brings an oyer into the person. Brings a light in the person where he becomes honest. He can look at himself properly. Is then he says, you pishpish. If somebody looks for averus, but lo motzei does a bit of cheshvan and evash and a tefgonish, you should know you're not learning enough. If you've been learning enough, Sami said the practicality. You really find things you're doing wrong, because then you learn more things the whole time. And Sami said the oyer Torah goes into a person, it's an entire person, to look at himself honestly and be able to do a proper cheshvan and evash." The Rechaim HaKadosh says that the first stage of tshuva is Eisa Katoira. Only after Eisa Katoira, then you can start doing tshuva on Asay and the Lois Asay. So now we're saying that Shoshana is a day, but Taki Yimei Monos Eilav, so the Tachlis is not. So the Pachad is only leading on to the Yimei Monos Eilav. The Pachad is not the Ik of the day. The Pachad is just to warn a person, to keep himself on, to give him this jolt, that he should start running to the Rebbeinu Shalom and be Mefashbush B'Masav. And how's he mafashbish b'masav? He's mafashbish b'masav. The first thing of mafashbish b'masav is a person should be mekuveya and be marba in Eisa Katoira. When a person is marba in Eisa Katoira, he's zoicher to be able to be mafashbish b'masav. The light gets switched on, and then he's able to find what's wrong and be masakin it quickly and be able to become closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom in these days. I just want to finish up with a vort. The Chasam Sofer Amar de Kavot. The Chasam Sofer says a famous Gemara. He says Loma Toikin Umarin Kishen Yoshvin, Veloma Toikin Umarin Kishen Oimdin. The Gemara Sakasha. Why do you blow shofar when you're sitting? Tekiah is the meyushev, and then you blow tekiah shofar when you're standing. Ela kadei la arva v'sasotin. It's to mix up the sotin. Rashi says in the sotin sees kai shalom machabah. But the mitzvahs they blow shofar twice. They get to irbov. Tosfos says the sotin starts thinking it's mashiach tzach, the first mashiach and yom adin, and he gets very scared. Chasam Sofer says b'derech remez amar de kazach. Chasam Sofer says that lama taken umarin. Lama taken. What's lama taken umarin? Why do you blow tekiah tshua? Says the Chasam Sofer k'shein yoshvin. It's nice to remember. Kishen Yosh means when they're sitting in Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael sit in Eretz Yisrael, Loma Teikun Umarim. Loma Teikun Kishen Oimdin. When Klal Yisrael are in Golis, they're Oimed, they're not sitting, they're not settled. They're Oimed, Loma Teikun Umarim. What's the Kasha? He's the one we used to ask Azoi. Tekiah, as we know, is a trumpet, is a blast of Malucha, of greatness, of grandeur. Teruah is really a broken coil. It's a Sabrois Yisurim, it's a broken coil. Right, the Gemara. Lama Teikin Umarin Kishahin Yoshvin. In Eretz Yisrael, what's the tachlis of the Teshuva, when you're sitting in the land of Eretz Yisrael, when you're not in Golus. So it's all Tekiyah, it's Allah's grace. Why Miriam? Lama taken a Miriam, Keshein Oimdim, it's Hacheni, when you're in Golus. Why do you need the Tekiyah? It's all Teruah, it's all Shtech, what do you need the Tekiyah for? What's my Arab Asotin? Pshat is, there's two Yetzirahs. When a person is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's Yoshev, is a gracious Hakona, that the Sotin is going to tell a person, oh, Shemanto, be success, you're all happy. Yeah, keep yourself going. When a person's in Golus, Faket, there's a gracious Hakona, you get some Broch, and there's a Teruah. So in Golus, you need the Tekiyah, Faket, you need the confidence of the Tekiyah to be Ma'ori the person. And in Eretz Yisrael, Faket, when a person's sitting in Yeshua al Mosam, he needs the Teruah to give him a bit of humility, a bit of harmonies. In Golus, and Taka was enough Teruahs, there's enough Sabrochenkeit, which Taka be Makayim, La Av Vesasotin, with the Tekiyah, Taka Bashay, for God, the Chayyah, Sayyidah, Mahayyah, Yomayyah, Amen.